弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace of the Lord be with you.
我们要来看有关做门徒的生命。
We are examining the necessity of discipleship.
做一个门徒有很多需要考量的。
There are things that we have to consider when we consider discipleship.
但是我比较喜欢用一个比较轻松的方式来面对门徒。
But I would like to approach this issue with a more relaxed attitude.
因为如果我们非常非常的严厉的来要求一个门徒。
Because if we put all these intensive requirements on discipleship,
我们不得不把人推到一个外面跟里面不一样的状态。
We would have separate people in a different state of who made it and those who did not.
因为耶稣要求于我们的，通常我们是做不到的。
And what Christ has required of us, we could not have done it.
不仅耶稣要求我们的，我们做不到。
Not only can we, will we fall short of what Christ required of us.
连我们父母要求我们的，我们也做不到。
Most of us fail what our parents expected of us.
政府要我们交的税，我们也尽量不交。
We try to not pay as much tax as the government required of us.
所以，除非我们的生命到达那个地步，我们总是不能做出别人对我们的期望。
Unless our lives reaches that height, we will fail other people's expectation.
但是，作为一个基督徒，因为有基督的生命在我们里面。
But because as Christians, we have life of Christ inside of us.
我们只要不要压抑它。
As long as we do not prohibit it,
我们只要让它可以长起来。
As long as we let it flourish in us,
我们最终会活出基督要我们活出来的样式。
We will be able to live out the life that Christ wants us to live out.
很多基督徒相信耶稣基督之后
，A lot of Christians after they become believers,
我们就在想说，怎么样变成一个基督徒应该有的生活呢
？They struggle to figure out what kind of life should Christians live.
我们应该有怎么样的表现？
How then shall we live?
我们应该怎么对待别人
？How do we treat others?
是不是我们要更有礼貌
？Do we have to be very polite?
是不是我们要更努力工作
？Do we have to be hard workers?
是不是礼拜天我们一定要到教堂去聚会
？Do we have to make sure that every Sunday we showed up at church?
是不是我们看到穷人，我们就应该把钱拿出来帮助他
？Are we always emptying out our pocket when we see poor people?
那今天我们要看《使徒行传》第九章32-42节。
I would like to share with you a passage from Acts chapter 9.
这个是对中国人讲到跟西方人讲到最大的不同。
Now, this is what makes a difference if I'm preaching to a Chinese-speaking congregation or an English-speaking one.
那如果对中国人讲到，你一定要讲一段经文。
If you're preaching to the Chinese congregation, you have to preach from a part of the scripture first.
那如果你对这个西方人讲到，你只要讲一节经文。
But if you're speaking to an English congregation, usually you preach from one verse.
因为中国人的脑子比较复杂。
Because Chinese have complicated minds.
你如果不用复杂的跟他讲，他就会觉得你太简单。
You have to present them with a complicated structure, otherwise they say, "Well, you're preaching some simple stuff."
其实他们的脑筋可能比美国人更简单。
But let me tell you, they're actually not as complicated as people who may be speaking English.
哇，你翻译的比我讲的更好。
That translation was good.
这一段的圣经讲到彼得怎么样可以帮助别人。
So in this passage, we talk about how Peter helped other people.
我想基督徒一个效法的榜样就是彼得。
We know that Peter is one of the models that Christian could have followed.
那彼得在这边做了很奇怪的事情。
And he did something really very strange here.
他叫一个瘫痪的人可以起来。
He raised somebody who is paralyzed.
他甚至叫一个死了的人从死里复活。
And then he revived somebody who has died.
你说我们可以这样吗
？Can we do this?
但是我告诉各位，如果我们真的认识神
，But let me tell you, if you really truly know God,
我们也让神的生命在我们里面长大起来。
And we allow the life of Christ to flourish in our lives.
我们也可以经历这样的事情。
We can experience similar miracles.
因为耶稣说要我们做比他更。
Because Christ has promised that all of us will do something that's even greater than what he did.
耶稣为什么会说要我们做比他更大的事呢
？Why did he say that disciples would do things great that's greater than what he did？
因为他活在我们里面。
Because now he lives in us.
他活的又没有我们那么久。
He did not remain on this earth as long as we have.
现在已经超过34岁的人以上，请举手。
Those of us who are older than 34 years, please raise your hand.
Okay, 我们已经活得比耶稣更久了。
Now you have lived a longer life than Christ lived when he was on earth.
那我相信你们来到美国的人一定比耶稣所行的范围更大。
Those of you who crossed the ocean to come to this land, you have traveled further than Jesus did.
因为耶稣都是用走的。
Jesus walked everywhere he went.
偶尔骑骑驴。
Sometimes he rode on a donkey.
但是你们为了要吃一顿饭，你们要开车开一个小时。
But you would have driven 1 hour just to have a good meal.
所以你们走的路比耶稣走得更远。
By that you have traveled further than Jesus did.
耶稣说我们要做比他更大的事。
So Christ said you will do things that are greater than this.
因为我们接触的人比耶稣更多。
Because we will have come into contact with even more people than Jesus did.
我们年龄活得比耶稣更久。
We will remain on this earth longer than Jesus' earthly life.
我们生活的范围比耶稣更大。
And we will have greater sphere of living influence than Jesus Christ did.
所以我们要做比耶稣更大的事。
Therefore, Christ said, "You will do something greater than these."
你可能不知道为什么这样。
You may not understand why this is so.
耶稣说：“我来到世上，我就是世上的光。”
Jesus said, "For me to come to this world, I am the light of the world."
当我们也成为别人的光的时候，我们就跟他做一样的事情。
When we become the light of the world for somebody in the darkness, we would have done the same thing Jesus did.
耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮。”
Jesus said, "I am the bread of life."
所以，当我们成为别人祝福的时候，我们就跟耶稣做一样的事。
When we become a blessing for others, we are doing likewise.
耶稣说：“信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中活出流出活水的江河来。
Jesus promised that those who believe in him, from them will well up the wellspring of life.
所以当我们的生命也表现出来让人羡慕的时候，我们就是跟耶稣做一样的事情。
When we live a life that causes people to be wanting the same, then we are doing what Christ has done.
不仅如此，
That's not the limitation.
当耶稣要离开这个世界的时候，
When Christ was leaving the world,
他向门徒说，
He instructed his disciples.
他说：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。”
He said, "I have asked the Father, and the Father will send another Comforter to you."
叫他永远与你们同住。
He shall remain with you forever.
这个大概是我圣经里面最喜欢的其中一节经文。
This is one of my most cherished passage.
我们喜欢耶稣。
We love Jesus.
因为耶稣基督为我们钉在十字架上面。
Because he died for us on the cross.
刚才小孩子也告诉我们，我们的罪被洗净了。
When the children sang, they sang about how we are cleansed by Christ's blood.
所以我们的生命因为耶稣而得到救赎。
And we are cleansed because Christ died for us.
可是当他要离开的时候，
When he was departing,
他告诉我们说，他要求父，父就另外赐给我们一位保惠师。
He promised us that he has asked the Father, and the Father will send another Comforter to us.
那位圣灵要永远与我们同住。
This the Holy Spirit will be us from now until eternity.
换句话说，今天圣灵活在我们里面。
In other words, the Holy Spirit is in us today.
圣灵就是神。
The Holy Spirit is God.
这位三一的神借着圣灵住在我们里面。
God in Trinity through the Holy Spirit is in us.
当圣灵住在我们里面，
When Spirit is in us,
就是耶稣住在我们里面。
Christ is with us.
就是神住在我们里面。
God is with us.
当圣灵住在我们里面的时候，
When Spirit is in us,
那我们的生命就改变了。
Our lives.It's transformed.
我们现在有的生命不是我们自己的生命。
The lives that we have no longer belong to us.
也不是我们进入基督宗教而有的生命。
It's not just a religious life that we inherit.
更不是我们遵守教条而有的生命。
It's not the kind of life we gain only by obeying some kind of rules.
这种生命的改变是因为圣灵内住的结果。
This transformation of life is the result of Spirit within us.
是因为圣灵的生命在我们里面。
Because the life of Spirit is in us.
所以我们就改变了。
We are transformed.
那当然，因为刚才我们这一次我们已经讲了很多堂。
We have shared in many gatherings during this retreat.
所以你如果现在听，可能会有一点点接不上。
If this is the first session you attend, maybe there's some kind of disconnection.
但是我们为了要保证十二点能结束。
But I want to make sure that we get out of here by 12.
我不能从第一堂开始讲起。
I cannot give you a review of what we did from the first day.
那我们要知道，现在是圣灵住在我们里面。
But the Spirit is in us.
所以我们会改变。
our lives will change.
虽然我们不一定看得出来。
Even though sometimes we do not discern.
但我们天天在改变。
But we are constantly changing.
如果我们愿意让基督更多的掌权在我们的生命当中。
If we are surrender our lives so Christ has more sovereignty in us.
我们就会一直改变。
We will continue to change.
很多人不相信这句话。
A lot of people do not really believe in this.
耶稣说我所做的事信我的人也要做。
Jesus promised that what he has done, the believers would have done the same.
并且要做比这更大的事。
And they will do even greater things than these.
信他的人要做比他更大的事。
Believers will do what's even greater than he did.
来，信他的人请举手。
Those believers, please raise your hand.
摇一摇。
Wave your hand.
那你要做比耶稣更大的事。
You are going to do greater things.
不要放下来，不要放下来，不要紧张。说我要做比耶稣更大的事。
And said, I will do greater things than these.
请放下。
Okay, now you're
doing. 你一定可以的。
You can do this.
因为圣灵住在我们里面。
When the Spirit is in you.
让我用一段圣经来讲这一件事。
I'm going to share with you a passage to explain this.
就是到底彼得做了什么事呢？
I'm going to explain to you what did Peter do.
当彼得这样做的时候。
When Peter did this,
是因为圣灵住在他的里面。
He did it through the Spirit that's in him.
因为彼得的时候，圣灵降临在门徒当中。
Because by this time, the Holy Spirit has descended upon all the believers.
所以彼得做比耶稣更大的事。
And Peter was sent out to do things greater than these.
今天我们也是主的门徒。
Today we also follow the Lord.
彼得做什么？
What did Peter do?
我们就做什么。
We'll be able to do the same.
请我们来看使徒行传第九章三十二到四十二节。
We'll start reading from the book of Acts chapter 9 verse 32.
现在要改变我的那个习惯已经很难了。
It's hard for me to change my habit.
所以我需要念圣经。
So I'm going to read this passage.
因为可能有些人没有带圣经。
Some of you may not have the Bible with you.
所以只好我念一段中文，请他翻一段英文。
So we're going to read a part in Chinese, and then we'll interpret that in English.
当我们念完这段圣经的时候
，When we get done,
那我希望你的脑子里面有一个影像，有一个 picture.
I want you to be able to see this in the eyes of your mind.
那你就会知道说到底那天发生什么事。
I want you to be there and witness what had happened on that day.
使徒行传九章三十二节，彼得周流四方的时候，也到了居住吕大的圣徒那里。
As Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's people who live in Luda.
遇见一个人名叫以尼亚，得了瘫痪，在褥子上躺卧八年。
There.He found a man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and had been bedridden for 8 years.
彼得对他说：“以尼亚，耶稣基督医好你了，起来，收拾你的褥子。”他就立刻起来了。
Aeneas, Peter said to him, "Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your mat." Immediately, Aeneas got up.
凡住吕大和撒伦的人都看见他，就归服主。
All those who live in Luda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord.
在约帕有个女徒名叫大比大，翻希利尼话就是多加。她广行善事，多施周济。
In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor.
当时她患病而死，有人把她洗了，停在楼上。
About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in the upstairs room.
吕大原与约帕相近，门徒听见彼得在那里，就打发两个人去见他，央求他说：“快到我们那里去，不要单言。”
Luda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Luda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please come at once."
彼得就起身和他们同去。到了，便有人领他上楼，众寡妇都站在彼得旁边哭，拿多加与他们同在时所做的里衣外衣给他看。
Peter went with them. When he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothes that Dorcas had made while she was still with them.
彼得叫他们都出去，就跪下祷告，转身对着死人说：“大比大，起来！”他就睁开眼睛，见了彼得，便坐起来。
Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning towards the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up.
彼得伸手扶她起来，叫众圣徒和寡妇进去，把多加活活的交给他们。
He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them alive.
这是传遍的约帕，就有许多人信了主。
This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord.
很多人认为这是一个历史的记载。
So a lot of people regard this just as a record of what happened historically.
而且今天已经不会再发生这件事情了。
Many people don't believe same thing would have happened today.
但这件事情今天还在发生。
But I'm telling you, this is still happening.
那不仅彼得这样做。
Not only did Peter did this.
那今天我们也能这样做。
Today we would have done the same.
因为耶稣说的。
Because Jesus promised us.
他说我所做的事你们也要做。
He said, whatever I do, you will do.
而且你们要做比我更大的事。
And you will do greater than this.
那到底这边在说什么呢？
What are we talking about then?
那这边我们讲四件事情。
We're talking about four aspects right here.
从这边告诉我们一个门徒到底要怎么活着呢？
It shows us how then shall a disciple live.
当一个人有圣灵在他里面的时候，他应该怎么活在这个世界上呢？
How should a person who has the Holy Spirit inside them live?
第一
First thing
就是要成为主动关心他人需要的人。
They are to become one who takes the initiative to care about other people's need.
那一个主的门徒要主动关心别人的需要。
A disciple will take the initiative to care about other people's need.
那彼得在被圣灵充满以后，就开始活出基督要他活出来的样子。
After the Holy Spirit indwelled Peter, he started to pay notice about people who are around him, pay attention to their needs.
那在这里，路加记载了两件彼得做的事情。
So Luke recorded two things that Peter did.
一个叫瘫痪的人起来。
One of them is to tell the paralytic person to get up and move.
那一个叫死的人活过来。
And another thing is he resurrected somebody who died.
但记载这两件事情之前
，But before the record of these two events，
他讲的第三十二节。
In the verse 32, he said，
他说彼得周流四方的时候，也到了居住吕大的圣徒那里。
Luke said, Peter traveled all about the country and he went to visit Lord's people who live in Luda.
这里讲彼得周流四方。
So Peter traveled all about the country.
到底什么是周流四方呢？
What does it mean when he traveled all around the country?
彼得为什么没事要周流四方呢？
What's the purpose for him to move around?
因为耶稣也周流四方。
Because that's what Jesus did.
彼得曾经说耶稣周流四方。
Peter said,Jesus, he traveled all around.
圣经上记载耶稣周流四方。
And the Bible told us that Jesus does go all around.
那耶稣为什么周流四方呢？
Why did Jesus travel all through?
是不是跑到美国来留学呢？
Was it to go to a foreign country so he may study?
是不是我们在台湾生活不下去了，跑到美国来讨生活呢？
Is it like we can no longer live in Taiwan, so we move to another country to make a better living?
其实周流四方是走遍的意思。
Traveling all about means that he's making sure he reaches all the places.
耶稣在当时他走遍他所活过的地方。
Christ walked all about the places where he lived.
当彼得有圣灵内住以后。
After Peter received the Holy Spirit,
他也周流四方。
In the same way, he traveled throughout the place of his fear.
今天做一个主的门徒。
Today, as a disciple of the Lord,
他也必须周流四方。
The disciple must also travel throughout the sphere of his life.
你说原来我要跑来跑去啊
？Oh, so I have to travel?
不是
，No.
这里讲到周流四方。
I'm telling you, you have to make your way all through.
是他们在找人。
Because you are seeking someone.
耶稣他们在找人。
Jesus was seeking someone.
彼得在找人。
Peter was seeking someone.
作为一个主的门徒，他有一件重要的事情，就是他要去找人。
As disciples of the Lord, one of your major tasks is to find someone.
一个有圣灵内住的人，最重要的一件事情是什么呢？
To what's most important to a person who has the indwelling of the Spirit?
就是他要找人。
He needs to go out and find someone.
找什么人呢？
What kind of people are they finding?
找有需要的人。
People in need.
找有需要的人。
People who have needs.
当我们基督徒还活在世上的时候
，When we're still living in this world，
我们有一件重要的事情。
This is a very important task.
就是找人。
We are to go out and seek them out.
我知道美国很多的华人教会都做宣教的工作。
I know a lot of Chinese Christian church in America contribute to mission.
你们到台湾去。
Mission that they send out to Taiwan.
你们到中国大陆去。
Missionaries that they send out to China.
那你们到欧洲去。
You yourself have missionary trips to Europe.
我到各地去，最多听到的就是美国的华人教会把人差到各地去做福音的工作。
I travel all around the world. Every place I go, I heard about Chinese churches sending missionaries all throughout the world.
但是美国的华人教会。
The Chinese churches in U.S.
啊，这就是这里讲到的，我们应该去关心有需要的人。
We are called to care about people who have needs.
今天我们要如何行耶稣所行的事呢
？How do we do what Jesus did?
就是要成为一个主动关心他人需要的人。
We have to take the initiative to care about other people's needs.
为什么我们要主动关心他人的需要呢
？Why do we have to care?
因为我们周遭有需要的人太多了。
Because there's so many of them around us.
作为一个基督徒
，as a Christian，
我们不是过一个很舒服的生活而已。
It's not enough for us to live a comfortable life.
那我们神给我们很大的恩典，让我们过很不错的舒服生活。
God has been gracious to us that we get to make this decent living.
特别是你们在美国的华人
，especially those of us who are in the U.S.
那可能你不太习惯这里都是白人，我们有的时候。人家也有一点歧视我们，可能。
Maybe sometimes you do feel like this is not your native land, and you do experience some kind of discrimination.
但是你要知道，你们已经活在全世界最舒服的地方了。
But realizing that you are living in probably one of the most easy to live world place in the world.
比非洲好多了。
It beats Africa. Let me tell you.
我告诉你，比欧洲好多了。
Let me tell you, it's even better than Europe.
Even better than in mainland China and Taiwan.
甚至比在中国在台湾都还要好。
Thank you. 可是我要请问我们在座的基督徒。
But let me ask those of you who are Christians.
你在美国生活稳定了之后你要做什么
?After you make this good living in the United States, what then shall you do?
神为什么把你派到美国来呢
?Why did God send you here?
因为神特别喜欢你，让你在这边过美好的生活。
Because he likes you and he wants you to have a good life。
就只是这样吗
？Is that all？
人家都在教堂里面聚会，你们在露天聚会，多舒服啊
！Wow, other people have to meet in a building and you have this open air theater. How wonderful this is！
而且你们的空气特别好。
Fresh air coming off of the ocean.
阳光很充足。
Oh, this great sunlight.
你们还在不高兴阳光这么大呢
？Those of you who are complaining, too much sun.
其实你们已经活在全世界最舒服的地方了，可以说。
But you have made it. This is one of the most wonderful places on earth.
但是你想，耶稣只是让你过这种生活吗
？But do you think that is the point why Christ saved you?
你刚刚来美国的时候，你可能工作很辛苦。
When you first made it to this land, you might have to work extra hard.
那你可能来读书读得很不容易。
When you came as a student, you may have to study very, very hard.
但是你在这边有工作、有家庭、有教会生活之外，耶稣对你有没有什么特别的期望呢
？But does God expect more things from you other than raising a family, making a career, and living here happily?
我可以准确的告诉你，耶稣对你有期望。
Let me tell you 100% for sure, God expect more of you.
就是耶稣要你成为主动关心他人需要的人。
God wants you to take the initiative to care about other people's needs.
而且是主动。
It take the initiative.
你要主动关心有需要的人。
Actively reaching out to care.
我们周遭有太多人有需要啦。
There are so many people around us who have needs.
你只要眼睛张开了，你就会看到有需要。
You open your eyes, you see people who have needs.
我儿子读高中的时候
，When my son was going to high school,
那他们需要把中午的饭、中午的便当、中午的午饭带到学校去吃。
They have to take lunch, pack lunch to go to school.
那他有一天回来很不高兴。
So one day he came home pretty upset.
他就说我的同学有一个同学他不带自己的饭。
He said, this guy in my class, he never take his own lunch to school.
他每天吃饭的时候就拿一个汤匙。
He carry a spoon.
他每一个人吃一口。
And he moved down the line and making a living by eating off other people's food.
一般有三四十个人。
There are about 30 to 40 students in the class.
那你想想看，我们一顿也没有吃三四十口嘛，对不对
？So you figure if he takes 30 or 40 taste of people's food, that'll be more than enough, right?
而且如果你少吃一口，你也没有损失很多嘛。
And to each of us, if you miss that one bite, you're not missing much.
所以他就带个汤匙全班吃。
So that's how he make his lunch. He sample everybody's lunch.
全班都讨厌他。
Everybody hated him.
而且他还会去挑哪一个好吃的。
And he was picky. He was like, "Oh, good stuff." And he'll eat.
你如果带三四个菜，他就吃这个。他最爱吃的就是这个。
And if you carry all kinds of food, he will pick the most delicious food.
所以同班同学都讨厌他。
Everybody hated him.
我的儿子也很生气。
So my son was upset.
就回来跟他妈妈说。
He came home and complained to mom.
他妈妈就说，我们帮他带一个便当吧。
The mom said, "Well, why don't we pack a lunch for him too?"
所以我太太就是多做了一个午餐给他带去。
So my wife packed an extra lunch for him to take.
可是他不接受。
But this student did not want it.
因为他不要别人施舍他。
Because he said, "I don't want people to pity me."
他说我要自食其力。
I want to eat of my own labor.
他说我要自己努力。
I work hard with a spoon.
我不要别人施舍我。
I don't want people's pity.
同学还是很讨厌他。
So everybody still hated him.
我太太就把他我儿子的便当做大一点。
So my wife will make this extra big lunch for my son.
然后他就跟他的同学说，请你帮帮忙，因为我妈妈给我带太多了。
Then my son will go to this classmate and say, "Please help me. My mom packed too much food for me."
他那个同学走过来就说 ，Say thank you.
Then the friend come over and say, "Well, thanks. Say thank you."
就说叫他要叫我的儿子要跟他说谢谢，因为他帮我儿子的忙。
Since I'm helping you with this food, you have to thank me.
然后他每次就吃我儿子的东西，越吃越多，因为我太太把他带很好的菜。
And because my wife always packed this delicious lunch, this friend started to eat more and more.
终于有一天，我儿子带了两个便当去了。
So finally, one day, my son carried two packed lunch.
他说：“今天请你帮忙，帮我吃一个吧。”
So he said, "Today, thank you very much. Please help me with this one."
从那天开始，他每天吃我太太带的便当。
From that day on, he will have this one lunch packed by my wife every day.
这个孩子为什么不带午餐呢？
Why didn't he take his own food?
因为他的爸爸跟他妈妈离婚了。
Because his parents were divorced.
他跟着他的爸爸。
Stay with his dad.
那他们家也没有很多钱。
And their household is kind of poor.
他有自尊心。
And he has this pride.
所以他爸爸给他的钱不太够。
Even though his dad didn't give him enough money.
所以他只好自食其力。
He still tried to make a living.
当你这样帮助他的时候。
So when you help someone like that.
我儿子跟他变了一个非常好的朋友。
As a result, my son became very close friend with this guy.
当一个孩子被照顾、被爱到的时候
，When a young person like that feel loved, feel cared about,
他就会觉得自己有价值。
They start to have a sense of worth of themselves.
当一个人没有人爱他的时候
，When everyone rejects someone,
他就会觉得他自己是被弃绝的。
A person will know that he's been cut off.
我告诉你，不仅孩子是如此
，Not only children feel that way,
大人也是如此
，Adults sense that too.
老人也是如此。
The seniors feel the same too.
很多父母老了以后
，A lot of people become seniors.
他觉得他儿子不要他。
The parents feel they are abandoned by the children.
这未必儿子不要他。
This might not be true.
但是那个儿子的表达不够好。
But because there's a lack of expression of affection.
你知道孩子永远不怕麻烦爸爸妈妈。
You know that the children are never shy about asking a favor from their parents.
但是父母亲未必像孩子一样愿意麻烦他的孩子。
But a lot of times the parents will hold back when they should actually ask their children for help.
你知道有的时候爸爸妈妈老了好烦了，对不对
？Sometimes you say, "Wow, my parents become more burdensome when they get older."
Is that right?
Right?
他们都不敢说。
They didn't want to answer.
但是我们要有自知之明。
But let us have some kind of self-recognition.
有的时候孩子真的不太喜欢我们。
Sometimes we're not very likable to our children.
有一次我到一个地方去讲道。
One time I was preaching someplace.
下车之后要走一段比较远的路。
And after I got off the car, we have to take this kind of a long walk.
那我走下 我下车之后就有另外一个人也下车，他是他们教会的执事。
So when I got out of my car, the car, there was another person getting off the car too, and he's the deacon of the church.
我们两个就走到那个教堂去，有一段蛮长的路。
So the two of us walked side by side on this rather long path.
他说我的妈妈现在已经失智了。
He said, "My mom has dementia already."
而且我父亲已经过世了。
And my father passed away.
我妈妈已经不认识别人了。
My mom doesn't recognize anyone anymore.
她只认识我。
I'm the only face that she recognized.
而且我妈妈很胖，她没有办法自己洗澡。
And she was very nervous. She wouldn't let anybody bathe her.
她也很胖。
Oh, she's very big, so she wouldn't be able to bathe.
所以只有她，她说只有我可以帮她洗澡。
She wouldn't let anybody bathe her except me.
她说，哎，帮她洗澡没有问题。
It's okay if I have to bathe her.
因为她是我妈妈。
She's my mom after all.
可是问题是每次洗澡的时候，她永远讲一样的话。
But she always have the same conversation whenever I bathe her.
几乎每一句都一样。
Every sentence verbatim is repeated every bath.
所以洗三十几分钟、四十几分钟，他每一次讲的话一样，我都烦了。
So in that 30 to 40 minutes when I'm giving her a bath, she would have told me exactly the same thing all the time. I got so tired of it.
他说有一天我突然想起来一件事。
But one day, all of a sudden, I recall this.
当我还是婴孩的时候
，When I was a baby,
我妈妈也是帮我洗澡。
My mom bathed me.
我妈妈。每次也跟我讲一样的话。
She say exactly the same thing to me as a baby at the time.
说叫妈妈。
She say mom. She say mom.
她就说你要乖。
Be a nice baby.
然后就说你长得很漂亮。
You are a beautiful baby.
她说当我长大的过程，我妈妈替我洗澡的时候，永远都讲一样的话。
So when I was growing up, every time when my mom bathed me, she probably said exactly the same thing every time.
That's why 我长大了。
And that's why I grew up like this.
他说现在我妈妈要我帮她洗澡了。
Now I'm giving my mom baths.
我在帮她洗澡的时候，她讲一样的话是很正常的。
Isn't it kind of expected that she would say the same thing every time I bathe her also?
因为现在我是大人了，她是小孩了。
Now I'm a grown up and she acts like a child.
她已经退化成像小孩子的样子了。
She digressed into a childlike state.
她说从那天开始我就改变了。
So,From that realization, I changed.
我妈妈讲一句话。
My mom would tell me something.
我就顺着她讲一句话。
I would have follow up and keep on the conversation.
然后她又继续讲一句话。
And then she said something else.
然后我又继续讲一句话。
And I'll carry on the conversation.
她说我突然觉得洗澡很有意思。
All of a sudden, I realized it's kind of fun to bathe her.
她说而且现在每次洗澡过程一模一样。
Every bath still carry the same progress.
但是她说这可能是我。最后一次替我妈妈洗澡了。
But every bath may be the last time I bathe her.
她说我非常看重这个时间。
This bath is very important to me.
主动关心有需要的人。
Actively take initiative to care.
是我们基督徒的生命自然的表现。
This should be a natural way that Christians live their life.
看看你周围的人。
Look around you.
不是这里啦。
Not all these people here.
回到你家里以后
，When you are making living your everyday life，
你看看你周围的人
，Look around you，
谁是有需要的
？Who are the people who have needs？
主动关心他
，Take the initiative and help，
不要让他发现你在关心他
，And don't put on a big production about caring，
你就关心他
，Just care，
这就是一个基督徒的生命
，This is how Christians should live。
第一。
That's the first aspect.
成为主动关心别人需要的人。
We are to become one who take initiative to care.
第二
，the second aspect.
成为受自我限制之人的力量。
We are to become strength to those people who are bound by their self-imposed bondage.
在33节到35节当中，我们看到彼得做一件事。
In verse 33 and 34, we saw Peter did something.
他医治了一个瘫子，让他站起来。
He healed a paralytic whose name is Aeneas.
他为什么能够让一个瘫痪的人站起来呢
？Why did he make this paralyzed person stand?
因为耶稣也让一个瘫痪站起来。
Because Christ, in the same way, healed the paralytics.
圣经上至少记载三次耶稣让瘫痪的人站起来。
At least three times Christ healed a paralytic, and that are recorded in the Bible.
那这三次的瘫痪应该就是我们现在所谓的中风。
And by saying paralytics, I think these are the people who have stroke, as we call them.
啊，耶稣做了这件事情以后，彼得就做这件事情。
Christ did this thing, and Peter, in the same way, did this too.
为什么彼得这样做呢？
Why would Peter do this?
因为圣灵住在彼得的里面，彼得就做跟耶稣一样的事情。
Because the Holy Spirit is inside Peter, and Peter will act just like Jesus act.
现在确定基督住在圣灵住在我们里面的，请举手。
Those of you who know that Christ, the Holy Spirit is in you, please you raise your hand.
那就是相信耶稣的人嘛。
All who believe in Christ has the Holy Spirit in you.
当你相信耶稣的时候，圣灵就住在我们里面。
The moment you believe, the Holy Spirit come indwell in you.
因为没有圣灵感动，没有一个人可以口称耶稣基督是主。
Because without the moving of the Holy Spirit, nobody will admit that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
我们看到耶稣医治瘫子。
We see that Christ healed the paralytics.
彼得也医治瘫子。
In the same way, Peter heals them too.
你说我能够医治瘫子吗？
So you ask.Shall I do the same and heal other people?
其实这件事情并不稀奇。
This shouldn't be a strange thing to you.
有的时候我们也可以医治瘫子，如果主愿意的话。
If the Lord wills it, we will be able to heal paralytics too.
有一次我到一个教会去讲道。
One time I go to this church to preach.
我讲完了以后，牧师就跟我说，里面房间有一个人在等你。
After preaching, the pastor said, "Well, there was someone waiting for you in the room."
我就进到那个房间里面去。
So I entered the room.
那里有一个沙发，躺着一个姐妹。
There was a sister lying down on the sofa.
她就跟我说：“李长老，我希望你为我祷告。
”And she said, "Elder Lee, please pray for me."
那我很乐意为人祷告。
I love to pray for people.
所以我就跟她说：“你得了什么病呢？”
So I said, "What kind of illness do you have?"
她说：“医生说我是渐冻人。”
The doctor said that I will steadily lose function of my body.
你知道渐冻人吗？
Do you know this disease?
前不久不是有人在流行那个把那个冰桶倒在身上吗？
Didn't you see that a lot of times when people win the game, people would dump the whole bucket of ice?
那个就是要为渐冻人筹款。
They have this fundraising thing about dumping the ice bucket to raise funds for people who has this disease.
啊，渐冻人就是那个冻，是那个冻，是冰冻的冻，那 frozen 那个冻。
They started this because in the language they call this disease a person who's like slowly frozen. Yeah. So they dump this ice bucket to identify with them.
Yes. 是啊，所以渐冻人是渐渐不会动，不是渐渐会动。
So this lady, like most of the patient, will start losing the action, acting function of their body parts.
所以她慢慢不会动，到最后她就会死掉了。
So as they started to be completely frozen, they will die.
那这一种人是到现在为止是无法治疗。
And this disease has no cure.
她就告诉我说她得了渐冻人的病。
So she said.I'm slowly losing function of my body.
我听了以后吓一跳。
So I was shocked.
那如果是感冒，我就为他祷告。
If this person has a cold, well, I can pray for them for healing.
他如果是小毛病，我为他祷告。
If it's nothing serious, I can pray for them.
但是他都是渐冻人，我就不敢祷告了。
But if it's a cureless disease, how should I pray for them?
我就跟他说，我知道，我说我知道。我说我知道台湾有几个牧师很会为人医病。
So I was hesitated about this. So I said, I know of pastors in Taiwan who are really specialized in praying for the ill of sick people.
我就跟他说，我跟你介绍这个人那个人，真的，我讲了六七个人。
So I mentioned six or seven people and said, oh, why don't you maybe go find this pastor to pray for you?
后来他跟我说，这些人我都找过了。
And she said, "Yeah, all those people who you mentioned, they pray for me already."
所以我才知道我是 number eight.
So I realized that I'm number eight in the sequence.
Okay. 可是后来我就觉得说这个不重要了，因为如果神要他好，他就会好。
The sequence is not important. It's more important what God wills to happen.
我就为他祷告。
So I pray for her.
我真的很希望她好起来。
I really pray because I want her to be healed.
可是我一点都没把握。
But I wasn't sure what I could do.
我就回家了。
I prayed and I went home.
过了半年，我收到一个包裹。
Six months later, I got this package.
那我就发觉有个小孩子寄个包裹给我。
And I realized that it's from a young children.
为什么我说他是个小孩子呢？
Why did I say this come from a young child?
因为他包得不太好。
Because the wrapping is pretty rough.
然后上面写的字呢，像小孩子写的字。
And the address was like scribbled on like really sloppily.
那后来我打开来之后
，Then I opened the package.
是那个姐妹写信来的。
It's the lady with that Lou Gehrig disease.
她说：“李长老，你走了以后，我的身体就渐渐好起来。”
And she said, "After you prayed for me, my body started to be healed."
她说：“我竟然可以工作。”
Now I can work.
这是我赚到的第一笔钱。
This is what I bought with the first money I made.
他说：“我希望买个礼物，谢谢你。”
I want to use my first income check to buy something to say thank you to you.
而且这个字是我自己写的。
By the way, I wrote every word myself.
他说：“当你来为我祷告的时候
，When you came and when you pray for me,
我全身都疼痛，我没有办法站起来。
I could not stand because my body aches all over.
我没有工作。
I was without a job.”
我手不能拿笔。
I couldn't even hold something in my hand.
他说：“所以很抱歉，我字写得很丑，你不要笑我。”
So now I wrote this. Please don't make fun of my sloppy writing.
如果神要我们参与在他的医治里面，一点困难都没有。
See, if God wants us to take part in somebody's healing, there's nothing to stop us.
有一天，我们教会主日崇拜结束了。
One day, as we wrap up Sunday service,
我是那天的讲员。
I was preaching that day.
所以那天我要起来祝福。
So I stood up and give people the benediction.
当我从座位上站起来，又走到讲台上去的时候
，When I got up and I walked to the podium,
突然有一个感觉，我们当中下面有一个人生病。
All of a sudden, there's a movement in my spirit that I know somebody's sick in the congregation.
我以为是我的秘书生病，我知道他在生病。
And I happen to know that my secretary was sick.
他已经生病了很久了，我一直希望他好。
And she's been sick for a long time. I wanted her to get better, so I thought it must have been her.
我突然觉得神要我在祷告当中为她祷告。
I sense that God want me to pray for her.
所以我就在祝福以前，我就做一个医病的祷告。
So before I do the benediction, I did a healing prayer.
我从来没有在做 sending 做祝福的时候做了医病的祷告。
I've never done this healing before benediction before.
而且也没有人叫我做这个事情。
And nobody come up and requested this.
我就跟他们说，我们当中谁有病，请你用手放在你那个有病的地方，我要为你祷告。
So I said, those of you who are burdened with illness, put your hand on where your body hurts, and I'll pray for you.
我祷告完了，我就回去了。
So after I pray, I went home.
我们教会有一个姐妹写信给另外一个姐妹说。我发现我子宫的肿瘤已经消失了。
One of the sisters in my church wrote to another sister and said, "I realized that a cancer growth in my uterus disappeared."
他说李长老一直看着我为我祷告。
When Elder Lee was praying, he looked at me and he prayed for me.
那天我们教会有七八百个人，我其实什么人都没看见。
Actually, there were like more than 700 person in the congregation. I didn't fix my eyes on any one particular person.
而且上面比较亮，下面比较暗。
And you know that up on stage is more bright than among the congregations.
Actually, 我是对着黑暗当中就这样祷告了。
So all I could see is darkness basically, and I prayed to the people I believe who are there.
他却告诉另外一个姐妹，那个姐妹告诉我说，李长老，你的祷告那天昨天不今天那个姐妹的那 cancer 不见了。
So this lady who received the letter told me that Elder Lee, you prayed for the sister, and now her cancer is gone.
我说我没有为他祷告，我是为大家祷告。
I said, I didn't know I prayed for her. I prayed for all people who are sick.
他其实第二天就要进医院，就要开刀了。
Actually, on the second day after the Sunday service, she was scheduled to have an operation.
所以礼拜一他到医院去的时候
，So Monday she went for pre-op.
他要准备做手术的时候，医生再做一次检查。
Right before the operation, the doctor did a scan again.
医生说你的那个肿瘤不见了，怎么会这样呢？
The doctor said, "What did you do? The cancer growth is gone."
那个姐妹，因为医生不是基督徒，她也不敢说，她就说我也不知道。
And because the doctor is not a believer, and the sister did not know what to tell him, and he said, I don't know.
他就说，那你有两个可能。
The doctor say, well, there are two possibilities.
一个就是不知道的原因，它不见了。
One is the tumor disappeared for some unknown reason.
第二个就是它破掉了。
The second possibility is the tumor just disintegrated.
他说第一个是 good news, 第二个是 bad news.
The first news is good, the second news would be terrible.
他说你要在两个礼拜之后再来检查。
So come back in 2 weeks.
他当然回去检查了。
Of course, he returned to the doctors.
那个肿瘤不见了。
Indeed, the tumor just disappeared.
一个有圣灵内住的人，当神要做事的时候，神就做事了。
A person who has the Spirit inside them will be able to do something when God wills for them to do it.
但是神没有要我们在地上天天做这件事情。
But God doesn't will us to completely repeating this thing on earth.
不然的话，我们当中很多做医生的就要失业了。
Otherwise, those of us who are MDs here will completely lose your job.
事实上，在这边要我们做什么事呢？
What are we called to do then?
做一个基督徒要成为受自我限制的人的力量。
We are to be strength for those people who have bondage.
今天除了身体中风瘫痪的人之外，还有人是瘫子吗？
Are there more paralytics today, excluding people who have strokes?
有。
Yes.
自我形象不好的人。
People who have poor self-image.
过多忧伤的人。
People who are burdened down with sadness.
过度自卑的人。
People who have very, very bad image of themselves.
没有办法面对事实的人。
People who have a hard time facing life.
这种人在我们周遭太多了。
We see people like these all around us.
这些人都是神要我们去关心的人。
These are people in bondage that God wants us to be strength for.
我们是使受自我限制之人的力量。
We are to be strength for these people.
不是我们是他的力量，但因为圣灵在我们的里面，我们变成他的力量。
We are not becoming the strength by our own power, but because the Holy Spirit inside of us, we can be their strength.
我去年在西班牙 Valencia 讲道。
Last year I was in Valencia in Spain preaching.
那讲到完了之后，就有一个妈妈来告诉我说：“说我的女儿得了厌食症。
”After my preaching, one of the mother came to me and say, "My daughter is bulimic."
大概是20岁左右。
She was about 20 years old.
只有这么小。
And her size is about this tall.
因为她才二十多一点点公斤。
She is only about 50 pounds away.
Yeah, 50 pounds.
50 pounds in weight.
20岁
20-year-old lady.
她不吃东西的。
She doesn't want to eat.
她不会饿的。
And she doesn't feel hungry.
后来我就跟她妈妈说，我要跟你女儿见面。
So I said, let me meet your daughter.
其实我非常忙。
Actually, I was very busy then.
她妈妈说，李长老算了啦，你讲到这么多，我的女儿啊，你怎么劝她都没有用。
And the mom said, that's okay. You're such a busy person and...There's no use talking to my daughter. She just wouldn't listen.
我说我要跟她见面。
But I said, let me meet her.
我说我想跟她讲讲话。
I want to talk to her.
然后，后来她妈妈就把她带来了。
So mom took the daughter there.
那我就一直跟她讲话。
So I start talking to this young lady.
然后就是一直跟她聊天，聊很多的事情。
I say all kind of things, talking about all kind of things with her.
他们家跟我很熟，可是我从来不知道他们家有一个有厌食症的孩子。
This family is pretty close to me, but I never know that they have a bulimic child.
因为他们家人羞于把这件事告诉别人。
Because what she had become ashamed of the family, and they didn't want to tell anybody.
后来我就跟他那个女儿很好。
I become very close to this young lady.
她常常要住在医院里面。
A lot of times she had to go to the hospital.
我不知道在美国有没有这个规定，但在西班牙，如果你体重过轻，医院会把你关在医院里面。
But I don't know how you do it in the United States, but in Spain, if you keep losing weight, you will be interned in the hospital.
然后他就叫你吃东西。
And they will force feed you.
一天吃五顿。
And they will give you 5 meals a day.
而且他要看着你吃掉。
And they want to be there and make sure you eat.
你体重到了一个地步，他才放你出去。
And after you have reached a certain safe weight, then they'll let you go.
然后他会一直追踪你，每一段时间就看你的体重有没有下降。太低了就回医院把你关起来。
And they'll keep following up with you, making sure that your weight is not dropped. If it drops, you have to go back to the hospital.
后来 他就跟我说，他说李长老，我明天要进到医院去了。
So this young lady said, elderly, tomorrow I will go back to the hospital again.
我说我可以跟你加微信吗？
So I say, can I add you to my WeChat?
他说我可以加你的微信吗？
She said, I connected to you via WeChat.
我说我可以啊。
I said, yeah, for sure.
他说我以为你都是只有跟传道人、跟我爸爸妈妈那种 deacons 你才跟他们加微信的。
She said, I thought you only chat with people who are well respected, like my parents or the deacons in the church.
你们教会的 deacons 跟那个 pastors 我好像都没有微信啊。
Oh, by the way, I don't have WeChat connection with any of your pastors.
我这里面很多是心灵受伤的人的 WeChat.
In my directory, there it's full of people who are hurt.
康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
The healthy person doesn't need an MD. It's the sick who needs one.
这是耶稣说的。
This is what Christ has taught us.
这也是我们活着的目的。
And this is the purpose of how we shall live.
我们这么健康的人，你就去照顾不健康的人，我也去照顾不健康的人，就是我们活着的目的。
Those of us who are better off should take care of people who are seriously sick. This is how we shall live.
你知道我常常写给他。
You know, I converse with her all the time.
他不太回我。
Sometimes she'll read and she will not reply.
你知道她为什么不回我吗？
Why didn't she reply?
因为她怕受伤。
Because she doesn't want to get hurt.
因为她怕跟我联络好有感情之后，以后我就不跟她联络了。
If she keeps talking to me and one day maybe I drop her and she'll feel even more lost.
所以我不要让她有这样子的感觉。
I don't want her to feel like that.
我一直跟她联络。
I kept on contacting her.
她回不回我都跟她联络。
It doesn't matter whether she replied to me, but I will contact her.
你知道吗？她现在已经出院了。
She's out of the hospital now.
她已经觉得有人看中她了。
Because she felt that she's an important person to someone.
那对她而言，我是很重要的人。
So to this some other person, I'm important.
并不是我很重要。
It's not because I'm born important.
因为我关心她，她觉得我很重要。
It's not because I'm an important person, but because I'm a caring person that I become important to her.
她妈妈不相信我会一直关心她的女儿。
The mom didn't believe that I would have followed up all this time.
她跟我说：“李长老，你太忙了。”她说：“你不要管这个事情，这个事情没有办法解决。”
She keeps saying, "There are too many great things for you to do, elderly. Don't just spend time with my daughter."
可是我只要在微信里面，无论是看到人家的朋友圈，无论看到什么，只要有她的影子出现，她的事情出现，我一定上去跟她讲话。
But when I turn on WeChat and I saw that she's talking to somebody, she's active, link, I will always get up there and have a conversation with her.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
不是因为我能，
It's not because I want to, I can do this.
因为圣灵住在我们里面，
But because the Holy Spirit is in us.
他喜欢我们这样做。
He loves it when we do these.
第三，
The third point.
要成为与外界隔绝之人的帮助。
We are to become help for those people who are cut off and isolated.
彼得把一个死了的人救活起来。
Peter raised somebody who died.
那这是什么意思呢？
What is the significance of that?
我们今天是不是也能够把人从死里弄活过来呢？
Are we to go around and raise dead people today?
那如果耶稣要做，当然可以做嘛。
If Christ wants us to do that,Of course.
即使在今天，耶稣仍然可以做这个事情。
Christ of course can do this even today.
有一天我到中国大陆去服事。
One time I was serving in mainland China.
我就住在一个弟兄家里面。
So I lived in this brother's home.
因为要在他们家住十天。
I lived there for 10 days.
那我有一天在祷告的时候。
So one day I was praying.
圣灵提醒我说送个礼物给他。
The Holy Spirit nudged me and said.Give this person a gift.
我说我没有带礼物来怎么办呢？
I said, well, I didn't take anything with me. What can I give this person?
那圣灵就感动我说，你住人家家里，你应该送他什么礼物呢？
So the Holy Spirit said, you live in their house, you figure what you should give.
后来我想起圣经说要为他祝福。
Then I realized that the Bible reminds us to bless people whose house we stay in.
我就问他说，你工作好吗？
So I talk to this person and say, "How's your work?"
他说很好。
He said, "Work going great."
我说你跟你妻子关系好吗？
How's the relationship between you and your wife?
他说我们关系很好。
Oh, we're going great.
我说你跟神的关系好吗？
How about the relationship between you and God?
他说很好。
Oh, very close.
我就跟神说，你看他什么都好，我怎么办呢
？So I pray to God and say, well, everything's all right. What should I give?
后来我才知道他不会生孩子。
Then I realized that this couple is childless.
后来我就去跟他讲，我说你结婚几年啦？他说五年。
So I said, how long has it been since you got married? She said, he said 5 years.
我说你什么时候要生孩子啊
？So I said, it's about time you have children.
你知道中国大陆的人是通常是要生孩子的。
You know that for Chinese, it's pretty important to have children.
后来他就说我不能生孩子。
And the husband said, I can't have any children.
那我就问他，因为我是做牧师做很多年了嘛，我就问他说，是你不能生，还是你太太不能生
？Since I'm being a pastor, I said, well, it's a problem with you or your wife.
那他就说是我的问题。
Said my problem.
我说那问题很简单。
And I said, well, then in that case, it's simple.
因为如果是女孩子不能生，有一百个问题。
If it's a problem with the wife, then it's pretty serious.
那但是男的不能生，只有三个可能性。
If there's a problem with the man, there are only three possibilities.
我说你现在的问题医院都能解决，去医院检查。
All three possibilities can be addressed if you go to a medical doctor.
他说我已经检查了，他说医生判定我绝对不能生。
He said, I did go to the doctor, and the doctor said, there is no way for me to have children.
我说为什么是绝对不能生呢
？I said, why did the doctor say, for sure you cannot?
他说我连一个精子都没有。
He said, they realized that I don't even have a single sperm cell.
Yeah, a single, 一个都没有。
Not even single sperm cell.
我说我从来没听过。
I have never heard of something like that.
我说哪里有这种人呢
？I said, how is that possible?
我说你怎么检查的
？How did they perform the test？
你知道他已经做了最精密的检查，就是一个都没有。
He said they have done everything in their power to do, and they determined there is zero.
我就回去跟神说，这个我没办法了。
So I went home, I prayed to God and said, can't do much about this.
可是神感动我，还是为他们祷告。
But God nudged me and said.Pray for them anyway.
我要他们预备了好几天，要走的前一天。
So I keep psyching myself up until the day before I leave.
那我们就三个人跪下来祷告。
The three of us, the couple and me, kneel down and pray.
我为他们按手祷告。
I put my hands on them and I pray.
因为我就回台湾了。
Then I return to Taiwan.
过了半年，我接到这个弟兄的电话。
6 months later, I got a call from this brother.
这个弟兄就跟我说：“李长老，我太太怀孕了。”
Said, Elder Lee, my wife's pregnant.
我说：“真的吗？”
I said, Really?
我就想说 是你不会生又不是你太太不会生你太太怀孕并不奇怪嘛
And I thought Well that's nothing strange Because your wife It's totally possible for your wife to be pregnant
后来我就到内地我就到内地去看我就到大陆去看他
So I visited his family.
我就跟他太太聊了很多，叫他先生走开。我跟他太太聊很多。
So I said, "Brother, go somewhere else. I need to talk to your wife."
后来他太太跟我讲了很多，我就有一点点半信半疑。
And the wife talked to me about all these experiences, and I was still kind of in doubt.
我后来跟他说，你生的时候，我一定要在现场看。
So I told her.When you give birth, I want to make sure I'm around.
所以我跟我太太带她生孩子的时候，我们两个就买机票到那个医院去看他们生孩子。
So when it's about time for the baby to come, me and my wife bought tickets and we went over to visit them.
你知道，当那个孩子生下来以后
，and when the baby came,
那个妈妈抱着孩子
，and mom carried the baby.
他爸爸就靠着三个人一起照一张照片
，and the dad moved in to take a picture of three of them.
你知道那个照片照起来。
And when you look at the photograph,
一般小孩子生下来都像猴子，并不像人。
You know that usually when the baby first came, they kind of shrivel up, look like some weird creature, not like a human being.
可是他那个孩子长得很成熟。
But this baby looks very mature.
跟他爸爸长得一模一样。
Looks exactly like the gentleman.
他们的耳朵跟鼻子的那个角度都一模一样。
The way their ear and their nose goes are just replica of each other.
当我看到那张照片的时候
，When I look at the photograph，
我立刻向上帝说：“我得罪你了。
”I pray to God and say, "I'm so sorry for doubting you."
我不相信今天还有死人复活的事情。
I don't believe that people can be raised from the dead.
但是事实上，他就从死里面生出了儿子出来了。
But this baby come just like a person who's pronounced dead coming into being.
如果耶稣要做这件事情，今天还这样做。
If Christ wants this to be done, this will be done even today.
但重点不在这里。
But that's not an important emphasis.
重点是今天很多人死了，是因为他跟自己不通。
Today, the emphasis is on people who are experiencing death because they have problems blocked off in their lives.
他们不能跟自己通，他们也不能跟别人通。
They're blocking themselves off. They're blocking off from other people.
他们也不能跟神通。
They're also cut off from God.
这些人是我们要帮助的对象。
All these are people who are in need of our help.
我们可以让人从死里复活。
We can raise people from the dead.
什么叫做死呢？
What does it mean to be dead?
死就是不能沟通。
A dead person who is cut off from life.
当我们帮助人能够跟自己相通。
When we help other people to be connected to their own self.
当我们能够帮助别人，让别人跟另外一个人能够沟通。
When we are connecting people to other human beings.
当我们成为人和人之间的桥梁。
When we build this bridge between a cut off person and others.
我们就是叫人从死里复活。
This is raising the dead.
当耶稣基督钉在十字架上的时候。
When Christ was nailed to the cross,
他就成为人和神之间的桥梁。
He bridged the gap between human beings and God.
当耶稣钉在十字架的时候
，and also when he was nailed on the cross,
他就成为人和人之间的桥梁。
He also bridged the gap between human beings.
耶稣要我们做比他更大的事。
God said, "You would do greater than these."
所以当耶稣当圣灵住在我们里面
，when the Holy Spirit is in us.
我们就可以成为人和神之间的桥梁。
We are to be building this bridge between human beings and God.
我们就能够成为人和人之间的桥梁。
We want to build the bridge between human being and human beings.
当然，最后我们应该成为所有看见之人的祝福。
And we are to be a blessing for all people who witness.
基督徒为什么还活在世上呢
？Why do we live in this world today?
因为我们是要成为别人祝福的。
We are to be a blessing for others.
这是我们活在地上的目的。
This is the purpose of us living in this land.
无论神给我们顺利的环境
，whether we are living in a good environment，
神给我们不顺利的环境
，or we are experiencing all kind of difficulties，
神给我们做一个有钱的人
，God give us richness。
可能神也给我们做一些没有钱的人
，maybe we experience poor。
说不定我们身体很健康
，whether we are very healthy，
说不定我们身体很不健康
，or burdened down by sickness。
但是我们要做耶稣做的事
，we are。Nonetheless, have to do what Jesus did.
当圣灵住在我们里面
，because the Spirit is in us.
当圣灵住在我们里面，我们就做耶稣要做的事。
When the Spirit is in us, we are to do what Christ did.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣
，Dear Lord Jesus Christ,
我们向你献上感谢。
We give you our thanks.
我们今天成了何等的人，都是你的恩造成的。
How blessed we are and All these come from your grace.
不是我们能做什么。
It's not because of our might.
乃是你的生命在我们里面。
But because your life is in us.
好像这件衣服，它不是一个活的生命。
It's like the garment we wear. It doesn't have any life.
可是当它穿在我们身上的时候，它就彰显了这个人的样子。
But when it's put onto our body, it identifies a person's form.
当圣灵你住在我们里面的时候
，When the Holy Spirit is in us，
虽然我们没有能力
，Even though we are powerless，
但是我们却能彰显出你的荣耀。
We are to show off the likeness of Jesus Christ。
愿你听我们的祷告
，Lord， listen to our prayers。
奉主耶稣基督的圣名
，We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ。
Amen。
Amen。